La ville de Toronto a accueilli une nouvelle œuvre d'art public sur les fonds de son lac. Intitulée « We are shaped by the obstacles we face », nous sommes façonnés par les obstacles que nous rencontrons, l'œuvre est composée de trois éléments de sculpture intégrés dans un paysage travaillé et est un hommage à Terry Fox. Ce militant pour la recherche contre le cancer est un héros au Canada et au-delà. L'œuvre cherche à traduire le courage et la ténacité dont il a fait preuve lorsqu'il a couru son marathon de l'espoir en 1980, couvrant 5373 km. Les différentes personnalités présentes pour l'inauguration ont rappelé sa résilience face à l'annonce de son cancer des os alors qu'il avait à peine 18 ans. L'ensemble du projet a définitivement été collaboratif, a confirmé la mairesse de Toronto, Olivia Chow, qui était présente pour l'inauguration.
Came from the artist, John Sasaki. Yeah, yes. Woo! Thank you. And DTAH for conceiving this memorial piece of work. Thank you. Thank you. Very important to have the landscape. Finally, I especially want to thank Terry Fox's younger brother, Daryl, for taking the time to be here today and for supporting this project. It means a lot to all of us that you are with us in this very special moment.
Thank you very much, Mayor Chow, for those beautiful reflections.
And now we're fortunate to have the landscape architect, James Roach, and John Sasaki here to tell us an inside story about the park. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks, Craig. My name is James Roach, partner at DTH. The design represents Terry's heroic journey through cancer, a diagnosis, through treatment, battling cancer, and his decision to raise awareness by embarking on his run of the need to come together through research to find a cure for cancer. The central premise of the design is a path that symbolizes a road and Terry's journey through the eastern provinces into Ontario.
James Roche, partner au cabinet d'architectes, a salué tous ses collaborateurs et détaillé la conception de l'œuvre qui se trouve à côté du Toronto Music Garden. L'allée créée représente les autoroutes, les chemins vallonnés parcourus par Terry Fox. Des plantes natives ont été semées et des fleurs sauvages pousseront jusqu'à 2 mètres de haut au printemps prochain. L'herbe et les fleurs plantées sont censées attirer les papillons monarques, symbole du voyage et de la transformation. L'architecte a précisé que du millepertuis a été planté pour ses vertus potentielles anticancérigènes.
It's a design that represents Terry's journey and yet is also one that we all one that allows all of us to understand and reflect on our own journeys as we face obstacles and challenges in our lives. I believe we have achieved a design that commemorates Terry's journey, his message, his inspiration, and his legacy. I'm going to pass it over to John now to say a few more words.
Thanks, James. Lower the mic a bit. There's something really daunting about making an artwork about a person I've admired since I was 6 years old. A person admired throughout the country and beyond. And I think it goes without saying, I really wanted to give 100% for Terry. From our earliest discussions, we were interested in highlighting Terry's tenacity and his inner strength and finding a way to translate that into the language of landscape architecture. So together we envisioned this east to west pathway that snakes through the site and it's interrupted by these three formidable granite slabs, which we hoped would encourage contemplative moments for visitors, a place to sit and think about the obstacles we might encounter in our own lives. And the path begins with a young Terry Fox, depicted around the age of 17, early 18, before his cancer diagnosis. And I'm so thankful to Daryl Fox and the Fox family for their guidance and their generosity throughout that process.
John Sasaki, l'artiste, a fait beaucoup de recherches découvrant les multiples obstacles de la vie de Terry Fox par-delà son cancer et sa jambe amputée. En collaboration avec les paysagistes, l'artiste explique que le chemin qui se déploie d'est en ouest est ponctué de grandes sculptures en granit représentant les obstacles.
Thank you very much, Craig, John and James, for those thoughtful insights and reflections and Thank you to all those involved in the project, and I will just echo the gratitude that has been shared to the Legacy Art Project Toronto, DTAH, and Art Plus Public for playing an integral role in bringing this project to life and for showing us how the Terry Fox legacy continues to inspire us all. It is now my privilege and true honor to introduce Daryl Fox, Terry's brother. Welcome, Daryl.
You forgot the younger part. You missed that. Do you want to come back up and start again?
You've done a great job.
What a gift, what an honor, what a privilege. And I say this all the time, I don't deserve to have this opportunity. I get it by default. I have the same last name as Terry Fox, and I spent 3 months in a stinky Ford van in 1980. And I'm able to, 43 years later, have this incredible gift and opportunity to be amongst Terry Foxers, of which there are very many here today. Yes, I've seen this project for many years, but to actually be here physically and to be in that position and to see Terry's outline took me back to 1980. It was an incredible feeling. So John, as well, and you, thank you very much for your incredible work, and it's been a pleasure working with you. It honestly has, because you care. As you said, you've been a Terry Foxer from very early on, and it has been expressed in this incredible artwork. It really has. We are shaped by the obstacles we face.
Nous sommes façonnés par les obstacles que nous traversons. C'est la traduction du nom de cette installation à travers laquelle les passants peuvent se promener dès à présent sur les quais Queens West. Après avoir coupé le ruban, l'artiste John Sasaki et le petit frère Darrell Fox se trouvaient à l'entrée de l'allée récemment plantée devant la silhouette de Terry Fox.
Well, I'm sort of seeing it for the first time today, actually. They took down the fences this morning, and so I'm seeing it pretty much how I envisioned it. And it feels really good. I don't know, how do I feel? I feel really lucky to have worked with so many great people. And it was like this amazing team effort, 9 years in the making. And I don't know, I hope everyone else is happy with it, too.
Yeah, what is the feeling? You know, I have seen various renditions of this prior to today. But today was actually very special and very moving. And to see Terry's outline, it actually took me right back to 1980. That was the first feeling I had, was I was on the road and I was watching Terry run. So that's what John captured with this artwork. And I think that's what people will realize when they sit there. They may be able to transport them back, whether they were even there in 1980, to what it was like to run a marathon every day, which is what Terry did.
C'était un reportage de Marine Autogali dans le cadre d'Initiative Journalisme Local sur Choc FM 105.1.